You're at 100.3 Sound FM, CKMS Radio in Kitchener, Waterloo. It's the Agriculture Show. It's Tuesday afternoon at 2 o'clock. I have guests today, and we have a couple of phone interviews. So hang on to your hats. We're going to have a great show. I'd like to introduce my co-host today, Gord Grant. Hi, Gord.
Hey, Jeff. How are you doing today?
Good. I'm glad to see you across the table again. We had a lot of fun with our first show, and you've helped line up a really good show today on this the sixth of our series for the Waterloo, the Agricultural Show, which is hosted by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. So, once again, I'm glad you're here.
Oh, thanks a lot, Jeff. Really, really glad to get in here again. You didn't scare me away on the first try, so we'll see what happens today. And it's Valentine's Day too. So I mean,
that's right.
We're in a different spot, and I think we've picked a pretty special day. So.
We have so folks, we're going to start our show now. It's the Agriculture Show here at 100.3 CKMS. We're just going to play a little song here to begin with while we set up for the next part of our show, which is a interview we want to do with a good participant, a good helper who's been in the area, and we'll talk more when it gets there. But hang on, folks, we're going to play a song or two. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Talk to you in a bit.
Young man had never been kissed. I got to thinking over who I had missed. Got me a girl and I kissed her, and then, oh Lord, I kissed her again.
Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. Oh, kisses sweeter than
I gave him my hand.
Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine.
I worked mighty hard, and so did my wife, working hand in hand to make a good life. Corn in the field and wheat in the bin. I was, oh Lord, the father of twins.
Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine.
Okay, folks, we're back. This is the 100.3 The Agriculture Show. It's Tuesday afternoon, and with me is Gord Grant, and Listen to this, folks. This is really fun.
I'm Keith Emery, part owner of Emery Farms, the home of LaCloche Holsteins, the famous Canadian kissing cows. I want to tell you a little bit about the history of kissing cows because people often ask me, how did Emery Farms become the famous home of the kissing cow? It all started back in medieval France. They wanted a little something to go with their wine. Cheese was perfect. A little French kiss along with that and you got a party. So, history was great to kissing cows. The Puritans came along and put an end to that. But now the revival here in Canada, kissing cows. The chance that you should take. I want to introduce you to the beauties in my farm. Come on, let's go and have a look.
Well, hi, folks. I hope you enjoyed that little clip there. Now, we had a little trouble getting a hold of Keith right now, so we'll carry on our show here. We had him on the line here, but we've lost our signal, unfortunately. And hope you're listening, Keith. Sorry about that. We're working away at here. Gord is very, very patiently trying to figure out how to go. So, audience, my friends out there in Radio Land, I'll tell you a little bit about it while I'm trying to fill in some time here. So, basically, and I hope Keith, when we get him on, he'll correct me if I'm wrong, but essentially, as a kind of a school project, Keith's daughters, or family members at high school, decided to do a very fun and interesting initiative to generate school spirit and also make have some fun and also to bring some agricultural issues in. And so the idea of the kissing cows came in, and we chose this show because, of course, this is Valentine's Day, and it seemed like a good fit. And for those you don't know, Keith is now living in Massey, Ontario, but he originally had been for a while living in our area as a member service representative and for about 3 or 4 years. And hopefully we can give it a whirl there, Keith. Can you hear us?
I can just barely hear you, fellas.
Okay. Well, what we're going to do is I'll try to speak up very loud so that...
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, that's better? That's good. I'll just sort of park myself right here. Okay, folks, I'm going to start over a bit. I'm going to say, first of all, hi, Keith. How are you?
I'm great, Jeff. Thank you. It's nice to be on the radio, and the cows are excited about it, too.
Well, it's so much fun, and I just relating to our listeners how you had been in our area for some time, and now that you've gone back to the family farm, you're up in Massey.
That's right, sir. I'm farming here with my younger brother Alan and my father Mac and my uncle George. We all live with about 120 kissing cows and all of their offspring, and we have a great time up here every day.
So, would you like to tell us more about how it came about that you put together this really fun and interesting kissing cow video? It's on YouTube, and you might mention later. But tell us a little bit about how this, what you're doing here, and what the idea is behind it.
Yeah, you bet. It was. It's. I know for everybody who's seen it, it's a bit of a crazy idea. It's a lot of fun to do such a thing in promotion of the charity program called Spread the Net at our local high school. They're raising funds for the Spread the Net program, and one of the activities among the many that they do there is collecting money in the name of a teacher that they would like to see kiss a cow. And so as it happens, they've been collecting this cash in the name of all of the various teachers for about the past month and a half. And they said, you know, we need something to promote Spread the Net and this crazy idea about kissing cows. So, mm-hmm. So we did a video to kind of promo the whole thing. And it was certainly a lot of fun. The high school at Espanola has Spartan Youth Radio, and they're kind of Canada-wide renowned for their own community radio programming, and they also do some video clips. So they filmed the Kissing Cows version, and they're the ones who posted up there on YouTube for everybody to see. We were just kind of the lucky benefactors of it here at Emery Farms. We got to participate help them promote Spread the Net. So I should probably tell you a little bit more about Spread the Net as well.
Well, I would very much. It's difficult sometimes to get all the messages out about agriculture, and
you bet.
And you've made it a lot of fun in what you've done there. Tell us some more about the general framework of how this fits in well with just getting the word out about agriculture. And please go ahead and tell us some more about that.
Yeah, you bet. You know, even though in Northern Ontario we don't have a great number of farms, we're still an agricultural community here, and we have a local dairy. It's one of the last family-owned dairies in the whole province. So we're always proudly able to tell our consumers and our customers, if you drink milk from Farquhar's Dairy, you're drinking milk from our farm, and they have an excellent ice cream product there at Farquhar's Dairy, and it's well renowned throughout the north. And so we're always wanting to kind of be supportive and get agriculture out there. For sure, the north is well known for mining and forestry, especially in this area here. But agriculture is also a big part of our local economy, and the local folks know that, and they're very supportive of it. And so everything we can do to kind of give that support back to the community. So oftentimes this kind of opportunity comes along, and we always want to take advantage for sure.
Can you, we'll get a chance. So you want to pass along some website addresses and the like where people can follow up on your initiative and I guess you could tell people how you can find it on YouTube and how you can find more about the fundraising initiative on another web link?
Yeah, the very easiest thing for people to do is to go to YouTube and simply type in "I Kissed a Cow," and you'll see it pop up there. SpartanYouthRadio.com is also the actual host for the Kissing Cows video, so people can always go to Spartan Youth Radio and do their download from there. I guess the folks at Spartan Youth Radio, when they post up this kind of thing, they often have several at a time, so if people are going there, they're going to click on a link called Videos.
Okay.
That particular video is going to be one of the ones that pops up.
This is a local community radio station here, Kids from Waterloo, and from our potential listeners, of course, within the FM broadcast range at 100.3, but a lot of our members here in the Waterloo region can listen online, and they'll certainly remember when you were field rep down here, and we hope you had a fine time down here, and we're sure are glad as the Federation of Agriculture to see you're still taking a very active part in agriculture and supporting it, and thanks very much for doing that.
Yeah, hey, it was those were some great times we had there. We did a lot of fun stuff when I was down in Kitchener-Waterloo. I always remember the great float we had in the Oktoberfest parade. That was that was a whole lot of fun. It was a lot of work, but it was a fantastic good time, and I've always enjoyed kind of that side of farming is getting the word out there and letting people know what you're all about.
Yeah, it was quite a time is right. We're very busy trying to do our share of getting the word of agriculture out, plus all the day-to-day businesses of the Farm Federation, and I want to thank you so much, Keith, for coming on our show here.
Hey, no problem. I think the other thing that you maybe wanted to chat a little bit about or wanted me to speak to that I've always enjoyed is just that chance to let people know that farmers are always looking to take excellent care of their animals and the work we do animal welfare-wise. I hope people look at that video and they're going to see a really plain dairy facility. We're a working farm here. Mm-hmm. They're going to see animals that are just excellently well cared for, and I hope that we can be representative of all dairy farms that way. You know, dairy farmers in Canada, we're producing the best quality milk because we take excellent care of our animals, and we put the best out there every day because always keeping in mind that the animal welfare is foremost for us. So I think that's something else that we need to speak to when we're talking about these things. So it's great to have that fun time talking about kissing cows and making a lot of fun of it. And at the same time, you know, it's the backdrop to that is, yeah, we're doing an excellent job here, and we want to get that out there and let people know how important that is.
That's true, and how opportunity, you should mention that. There were some news came out from some of the local agricultural and federation websites about encouraging the primary producer to not get out there and quell people's concerns about animal health and welfare on the farm, and knowing well that unfortunately most people don't have the experience of working with animals, and so a lot of what they see and do is quite is so new and different, it's hard to say what to make of it. But and also emphasize, of course, that the industry clearly mistreated animals are of no value to the primary producer, because if they're mistreated, they're not growing at their maximum rate of gain or any of those things that we needed, which is healthy animals. So I really want to just echo that comment you made, and I didn't mean to forget it, but thanks for mentioning that about how our industry is very aware of humane treatment of animals and the like. Thanks.
Keith, I thought you were just perfect for the Valentine's Day show, so thanks for coming in to do this, and I thought it might be a good time to maybe mention too that there are other resources out there. Food and Farm Care Ontario has just come together with a new website, so there's something else there for people that are trying to get a sense for what is happening on farms. And Food and Farm Care Ontario also has some other excellent publications for teachers and that sort of thing. The Real Dirt on Farming's a well-recognized publication in terms of getting some basic information across to consumers. So, Keith, thanks for showing your special care and concern for your cattle. Appreciate that.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. Listen, you guys, anytime that we can get the word out, and I think that congratulations to Sound FM for putting agriculture on the air. This is an excellent initiative.
Yeah. Well, this is a community radio station, Sound FM, CKMS 100.3 on your dial, and on the internet, of course, too. And as a community radio station, their mandate is to provide space and time for groups to talk about their interests and the like. And the World Federation of Agriculture has very kindly offered to sponsor this, the agriculture show, and our aim is to be the layman's interpretation of agricultural issues to our vast urban audience here down in Southern Ontario, here in Waterloo region. And we're optimistic about our show, and we encourage listeners to go over our library of archive shows and listen ahead. We're looking at this 2:00 on Tuesday afternoons for the next 6 months is our regular schedule. So thanks very much for that, Keith, and trusting the rest of your day goes well. I think we probably will cover all we need to for now. Gordon, I'm glad you brought up, and you guys talked about humane treatment of animals. We've got web treatment, we've got web news about Keith's family's initiative, addresses for the YouTube and the like. And I'll wrap up by saying once again, Keith, thanks so very much for coming on.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. Well, you're going to have to let me go anyways, because I got a lineup of cows here to kiss.
Well, I will not hold you back from doing that. You go ahead. That's great.
Happy Valentine's.
You bet. Valentine's Day is a special day on Emory Farms.
All right. See you later. Talk to you again.
Take care.
Okay. Folks, that was Keith Emery, who was a member service representative here and now operating a family dairy farm up there in Massey, Ontario. So I just want to thank him again for coming on board and doing this for us. So why don't we just take a short break here, and we'll play another tune, and we'll be right back with the rest of our show.
Will you be my honey?
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
bang. I'm your little bee.
Bang, bang, bang.
Will you be my honey? I'll buzz, buzz, buzz till you belong to me.
Bang, bang, bang.
Why do bees like roses?
Bang, bang, bang.
It's so plain to see.
Bang, bang, bang.
You're sweeter than the roses. You're my honey. You're the one for me. Now the cows in the field go moo, moo, moo. And the wise old owl says woo. Like a dove in a tree, I'll bill and coo, and I'll keep right after you. Will you be my honey? I'm your little bee. Will you be my honey? I'll buzz, buzz, buzz till you belong to me. Will you be my honey?
Bang, bang, bang.
I'm your little bee.
Bang, bang, bang.
Will you be my honey? I'll buzz, buzz, buzz. You belong to me.
Bang, bang, bang.
Why do bees like roses?
Bang, bang, bang.
It's so plain to see.
Bang, bang, bang.
You're sweeter than the roses. You're my honey. You're the one for me. Cows in the field go moo, 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 and the wise old owl says woo. Like a dove in a tree, I'll bill and coo, and I'll keep right after you.
Bang, bang, bang.
How will you be my honey?
Bang, bang, bang.
I'm your little bee.
Bang, bang, bang.
How will you be my honey? I'll buzz, buzz, buzz till you belong to me.
Okay, we're back. It's the Agriculture Show. It's Tuesday afternoon on February the, what are we now today? February the 12th? 14th.
14th, 14th. You're confusing it with another important date that we'll discuss in more detail later, Jeff.
Okay, that's right? True. That's a good segue into our second part of our interviews today via radio or speakerphone. So, Gord, you have some announcements. We could talk a little bit about what Keith's doing up there shortly, and then we'll do some announcements. That suits, okay?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. So Keith's doing many things up there. He's combining both his business and supporting agriculture. That's a great, great initiative.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And you know, he's a great spokesman for the industry. Positive and.
Absolutely. Something as innovative as the Kissing Cow YouTube, I think you can't go wrong with that in terms of generating some interest and some understanding. And, you know, as Keith indicated, I mean, that's, you know, his the dairy operation that he and his family work on is pretty typical of those across the province.
Maybe we should have like the Kissing Bridge or something. We got that up in Conestoga. How could it be kind of, you know?
Well, maybe this is an export opportunity for Keith Emery. Maybe he can get some kissing cows down to the Kissing Bridge, right? You know, maybe it can become an annual Valentine's regional celebration, right?
Yeah, so why not?
I kissed a cow and I liked it. Well, we didn't get to that. Did we get any feedback on to whether he has a lot of people kissing cows and whether they come back for more or not, Jeff?
I don't know. And, you know, I could hardly pick up, because we had a little technical difficulties here, I couldn't quite pick up on some of the nuances of Keith's when he was talking to us. I know I can relate to you that I had the pleasure of talking to him just about a week or two ago about something else. And he told me lots of interesting stuff about the whole the reason why I did the video and what it took to put it together and links to other stuff. And I think, in fact, he did mention, as you just asked, whether there was, you know, what more there was on that video about kissing cows and the history and the like and that. Like, you've seen it too.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. Right. So, and I think that's a nice way to bring agriculture into everyday discussion. And good for Keith.
We're going to do what we'd like to do in the next in our show, folks, is to as we move toward the second half of our show and a second interview. First, we're going to do right now is have Gord. He's gotten some announcements to make, and I'd like to thank Jerry Horst, who is our OMAFRA person here.
Yeah, representative for the County of Waterloo now, mm-hmm. I believe, officially.
Right? Yes, he very kindly sent along some announcements. And go ahead there. You got them on your laptop, I see.
Yeah, I see. Coming up tomorrow, you'll remember in previous shows we had Ryan Kosleg and Gerald Rinkema on from Agricultural Management Institute, and tomorrow actually is the Farm Business Management Conference, Take a New Approach, Global Perspectives for Growing Farm Profits, and it's over at the Delta Hotel in Guelph, so anybody that still wants to grab that can catch that at on the webs on the internet at takeanewapproach.ca, and it's still a possibility to get in and register for that. Lots of good information coming out of that.
I remember them talking about that when they were here.
So that's coming up tomorrow and Thursday. Friday, February 17th, 11 a.m. start, there is the Mennonite Central Committee's annual heifer sale at Carson's in Listowel. So, that's something to keep in mind. You can get more information at info@heifersale.org. So heifersale.org if you want to find out more about that, or call Clarence Diefenbacher in Floridale. February 23rd, the Southwest Ontario Dairy Symposium from 9 to 4 at the Woodstock Fairgrounds. So it's sponsored by the Dairy Farmers of Ontario. That's another event. Again, you can find more information by going online at dairysymposium.com. So there's just three things, Jeff, that are kind of coming up at the end for the rest of the month.
Did Jerry put along the web link that he normally he produces that really great calendar of events? And I think you could go online and find out where that all those items are. But offhand, it's going to be omafra.on.ca, I think, and probably a further part of that. But I want to relate to you the. Listeners, is that this is just but a few of the activities that go on in the Waterloo region in regards to the primary producer, the farming people in the Waterloo region, and an interesting blend, of course, of technical discussions as well as what's good for the community in terms of youth groups and other kinds of initiatives like that. So please feel free to search on your favorite Google for agriculture news in Waterloo region, and you can probably find even more items like that, particularly on the OMAFRA site. I believe that's where they generate it. Maybe I'm mistaken. You know, maybe he just creates that on his own. Right. I don't think it's posted anywhere.
And he's just been kind enough to send some things through to me for today's broadcast.
Yeah,
Jeff.
That's
it's
great.
Not the the full bit. So we'll catch up on to that next week. This is certainly the seasons of shows, and last week was actually the Toronto Farm Show. Mm-hmm. It's come and gone, and I've been told that they've had a very good turnout there last week. So lots of people coming and going.
Okay.
And we can talk about more about that. You're looking like you're getting ready to play another tune there.
Yeah, right? I think it's time. Looking forward to our second guest. And if I was to play a tune right about now,
What tune have you got, Jeff?
Well, Gord, you have a fine, interesting music here, and you can maybe tell me about it. It's by Lead Belly, which is an older 30s or 40s blues singer. That's the same Lead Belly, I hope.
It is indeed. It is that very same lead belly, and there's a running theme here, Jeff.
Yes.
We started off with Kisses Sweeter Than Wine, and then we moved on to Kissing Cows, and now we're gonna Kisses Sweeter Than Wine was actually taken from this lead belly tune, which was about a fellow whose poor cow died on him. So from Kisses Sweeter Than Wine to Kissing Cows to poor cows that have died. So
Okay. Here's
a great old lead belly tune that that I think everybody will enjoy.
Perfect. Thanks for that introduction. We'll play that now, and we'll be right back, folks. You're at 100.3 Sound FM, CKMS Radio, and this is the Agriculture Show, Tuesday afternoon. Your host is Jeff Steger, and my co-host today is Gord Grant. See you shortly.
I'ma tell you right now, what his old man he had but one cow. He was sent her to the field to be fed, and they went a bit old drummer dropped dead. Oh, oh, which is sweeter than down. When the old man heard that his cow she was dead, over hedges and ditches and fields he had fled. Over hedges and ditches and fields that were plowed, never breathed to his wife till they came to his cow. Oh, oh, which is sweeter than down. When he first saw Drummer, she was in the green grass. No cow on that bed that Drummer saw pass. Gave her milk freely without any fail, but the blood of her life spilled out of her veil. Oh, oh, which is sweeter than down. Down and eat my dry meal, but I have no butter to put in my tea. I have no milk to sop with my bread, but the will to be to drummer are dead. Oh, oh, which is sweeter than down. And if it wasn't for Dickie, I would tell you right now, but his old man, he had but one cow. He was sent up to the field to be fed, and he was a bit of drummer dropped dead. Oh, oh, which is sweeter than down.
Hi, everybody. It's Tuesday afternoon. It's the Agriculture Show at the CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. Well, we have a special guest on this afternoon. This is the Muster Day of Keith's. We had Keith Emery before, and now we have Keith Curry from the Ontario Federation of Agriculture. Hello, Keith. How are you?
Hello, Jeff. Hello, Gordon. I must say I am feeling a little intimidated by following someone with Kissing Cows. However, given the source, I completely understand.
Well, I think you have nothing to worry about. We're quite delighted to have such a great range and interesting topics and people on our show. So we'll carry on with our segment of the show here. And I just want to tell our listeners that in our mandate to bring the news of agriculture to the urban audience, today with me is Mr. Keith Curry, who will tell us about an anniversary date that I had forgotten until now, which was, of course, February 12th, and that would be Food Freedom Day. And Keith, you've been very busy with us. Go ahead.
Yeah, I did a commentary last week for the Federation of Agriculture, and essentially it was surrounding Food Freedom Day, which, as you mentioned, we celebrated on Sunday, February the 12th, and And for those who may have heard of Food Freedom Day but really don't understand what it is, it's the day that we here in Canada celebrate, especially as agricultural, those of us in the agricultural industry, it's the day that the average Canadian has earned enough income to buy their groceries for the rest of the year.
And it follows on the very successful Tax Freedom Day, I believe, right?
Well, the Tax Freedom Day is a very useful tool for comparison purposes, because when I say, you know, we've reached a point where we've earned enough money to buy our pay for our food for the rest of the year, some people think, well, you know, that doesn't mean much. You know, it's only been 6 weeks, but that doesn't mean much. But when you put it into perspective that the Tax Freedom Day that you referred to doesn't happen until, you know, sometime in the middle of June, then all of a sudden that puts into perspective just how important this day is as far as, you know, how reasonably priced our food really is.
And, of course, in agriculture, as we both are, it's sometimes a challenge to get our message out to our urban neighbors about our part of the industry. And this is isn't this just a great way to illustrate in a short way where the farmers fits into the farmers and food processors, in this case, fit into the scheme of things that is very, very easily understood, I would think, by most people. You've been on the last, I believe, in our previous conversation, have done at least a good half dozen shows, and you mentioned how many in your opening there. Have you come across any funny responses to Food Freedom Day? Does it come as just a crazy idea to people? What kind of fun, I guess what I'm asking is, what sort of interesting and fun comments back have you received as you present the message of Food Freedom Day?
It's been all very, very positive, and in a lot of cases, you know, especially in your business, are surprised. They haven't heard of it before, or they've heard of it but really not paid attention to it. And I did a lot of interviews locally here. I'm up in the Collingwood area, and I was in Collingwood and Barrie on Friday, bebopping around doing six different interviews. And our local, our Simcoe County Federation of Agriculture, our county federation, set up some local products in a food basket that I took in. And even to that extent, they were surprised at how many local products are available right in your backyard. And so that kind of opened the door into talking about Food Freedom Day and the food products that we produce in this country and in this province and even in your own backyard. Certainly down in your area, Waterloo, I think there's probably a lot more awareness of local food than there may be in a lot of other areas. But generally speaking, it's been very upbeat, very positive, and people are quite open to hearing about Food Freedom Day, and they're glad for the knowledge.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right about our particular area here. It's the Waterloo region, and this is where this community radio station is. And that is, recognizing that, we're in the midst of a metropolitan area of 500,000 people. And as a result, there's been some success with local food and that type of farmer-to-consumer connection. And from the Federation standpoint, we're very glad to have that connection. And, of course, as you sort of reference to, it can lead into those larger discussions of the other 90% of farmers who are in what would be more the commercial agriculture, not so much that direct connection. So you've hit the nail right in the head there. It sounds like your area where you have people who are aware of agriculture and are making that connection on the local food thing. So probably your experience is the same as ours, but I'm glad you mentioned that point, that connecting with the local urban consumer. Thanks.
Well, it's the more that we can make people aware, I think the better it is for not only for our industry, but it's also better for the consumer, knowing that they can go buy local products, they can buy, you know, right off the field, you know, saying field to fork. We can do that for them, and there's a real sense of you know, they're buying that not only supports our industry, but we're able to, you know, to get the message back that we also buy locally too. As producers, you know, we spend our money in the local areas and helps the local economy.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
It's a spin off all around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. It is a two-way. In fact, it's funny you mention that because these are old numbers, but I remember this is this way, that you buy at the grocery store from when it's brought in overseas or from other destinations, only 20% of that food dollar you spend stays in the community. And if you buy a local product, then 80 cents of that dollar stays in the local community. So it's really good for for local consumers to buy local food because it helps their jobs in the area as well.
Absolutely. And I think that's a message that is starting to get out more and more. We as farmers maybe haven't done as good a job in the past, but certainly the Foodland Ontario branding has been around quite a long time now, and people can walk into the store and they recognize that green Ontario Foodland brand on the food. That's certainly becoming a mainstay for people to recognize. But I think the more that we do on our own to promote our projects, I think we will only help ourselves. And just as an example, I've been working with our local county. They're creating a food charter, and they're having a conference up to Lakehead University Relay campus coming up next week. And the CAO of the county was telling me that they feel a real opportunity because during the summer, every weekend there's somewhere between 1.8 and 2 million people driving just through our county.
That's a lot.
Various tourist destinations. So they feel there's a real opportunity to capture an audience there, not only from a sales point of view and selling the product, but an awareness and an education part. And I think it all goes hand in hand.
Yeah, no, that's true. You've had a successful stint here at getting the Food Freedom Day information out. What's next on your agenda for you, Keith? Are you lining up for the next puppy relations stuff, or are you sort of like ready to go or whatever comes up next?
Well, it's a bit of both. We are always continuing to work at the organization on issues that surround our members. Of course, we came out with a press release a couple of weeks ago on industrial wind turbines. That's created a little bit of a stir within government. We simply asked for a little bit of a slowdown, take a breather, and let's have a look at what's going on out there. And so that certainly has got us in the news, so to speak, and we've had a lot of reaction on that. We're always continuing to work on environmental goods and service projects. We as farmers in the farm community, we have to live off the land, and we have always been very conscious of the environment and protecting it. And so we continue to work on with various levels of governments to come up with programs and incentives and things that we can work on together to make the environment better. The budget's coming out in the very, very near future, the provincial budget. So of course we're in the midst of getting a pre-budget submission ready to go forward. And recognizing that it sounds like it's going to be not much of a fun budget coming out. So keeping that in mind, we have to recognize to do more with what money we have. And so we're in the process of putting that plan together. And we're continuing to work on a whole bunch of different files. At any one time, we've got lots on the go. OSPCA is another issue. We've been having some dialogue with various commodities and user groups on ways we can tweak the OSPCA Act so that it works better for everybody. And
yeah, I think
so that's
great, Keith. I really appreciate doing that. Those are all great topics. What we need to be mindful when we're talking too is that I'm assuming most of our audience is probably not even aware of what half those acronyms mean. I probably should have mentioned that before. I believe most of our audience is probably here hopefully just to learn more about agriculture, and I know they get most of it, but you've had so much interesting stuff to talk about. I'm looking forward to our next get together, and whether you are from the head office there, I just want to thank you so much for coming on our show here.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, and like your previous guest, anytime you wish to discuss, I'm certainly more than ready. And much like Keith Emery, I mean, he's been a terrific advocate for agriculture, and he did so when he was working as an MSR for this organization. And I'm always open to the idea of helping better educate everyone. It just makes everyone's life better.
Well, I guess once again, thank you so much. Anything else you want to talk about before we go?
Well, we covered a lot of topics, yep. And certainly when you mentioned about the acronyms, that makes a lot of sense because every industry has a whole big long list of acronyms that only that industry knows about. industry in this province.
Yes.
We are the number one economic driver, and probably a lot of people don't realize that. So.
See, there's a great stuff for the next show, Keith. That's great. Just how that help, what that means to people, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
So, well, folks, once again, thanks very much, Keith.
Thank you.
And that was Keith Curry from the Ontario Federation of Agriculture, and he was speaking to us about the Food Freedom Day, and you're at 100.3 CKMS Sound FM, and we're going to go to a song, and this is your host, Jeff Steger, and with me today is my co-host, Gord Grant. Thanks, Gord.
Yeah, listening intently to Keith Curry's, there's a lot going on at OFA.
I hear you. So let's play a tune here while we roll into the last 15, 20 minutes of the of this show. And hang in there, folks. We'll be right back.
All that meat and no potatoes. All that meat and no potatoes. All that food to the alligators, yeah. Hold me steady, I am ready. With all that meat and no potatoes. I don't think that peas are bad. With me, most anything goes. I look in the pot, I'm fit to fight. Cause woman, you know that mess ain't right. All that meat and no potatoes just ain't right like green tomatoes. Yes, I'm steaming, I'm really screaming. All that meat and no potatoes. My fine ham bone, why is it?
Yeah, why is it? Gordon and I were just sitting here, and it's kind of a nice, simple, pleasant tune to tap and bop along to, isn't it?
It is great. Great thing to do on a Tuesday afternoon, Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day with a leaky roof, and and we were in break. We were talking about some stuff that's come up since our during our broadcast, and you want to tell us about that, Gord? Yes,
this is community radio for sure. So we're ducking some raindrops coming in, some leaks, and we had some technical difficulties on our first call, but apparently our Keith Emery had just emailed in that he thinks it was one of his robotic milkers running amok, Jeff, that was trying to dial in and tell him what was going on. So there's a new twist that maybe of our urban listeners may not realize. Keith's around to be able to do interviews on Kissing Cows because he's got robots looking after the cows, right? Yeah. So
that's an interesting point, though. I had a neighbor of mine had a robotic milker, and every time the robot went into fault mode, it would beep and send him a message on his cell phone, which it got to be kind of frustrating after a while. I think this is probably, is this the same thing that's happened with heat, do you think?
It's possible. Yeah, it's possible. It's really interesting to see sort of how agriculture changes, right? That whole business with robotic milkers. At first I thought, well, I mean, that must be pretty foreign to the cows, but I've actually had an opportunity to be on a couple of farms and see them in actions, and the cows really do seem to take to them. I noticed on one farm I was on, they keep wanting to get back in. They give them a little treat when they come into the robotic milkers to be milked, and some of them try to cheat on that. So they like it so much they like to come back in between good times for milking. So,
well, that makes sense. That could easily be they want to. I know it's quite a. I'm talking to my neighbors about robotic milkers. It can be a challenge, everything all working, but I think for the most part they're pretty happy with them. So, you had something else there?
I guess what. Nothing urgent, Jeff. If you've got something else coming along there, we can banter a little bit more on whatever's on your list there.
Well, of course, we're just going to finish up our show here pretty shortly. I'm just thinking I better find some other stuff to put on this station computer as far as our obligation for ads and so on. I'll certainly mention again once last time here. For now, the sponsor of this show is the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture, and that's your local voice for agriculture, and we should probably use that stuff on the webpage. We could do a little ad here. We can maybe do that in our spare time.
No, that's right. That's right. You can. We have a burgeoning website page. If you go to www.ofa.on.ca,
yes,
and then slide over to About Us, and then look for county federations, and then go down the list of, you know, we've got about 50 county federations across the province. Well, you'll have to go down close to the bottom there, and Waterloo will pop up for you, and you mm-hmm. can maybe catch some references and some links to things that we've talked about in these broadcasts, and a lot of other stuff that's going on with Waterloo Federation of Agriculture, Jeff.
Well, just while we're sitting here, just look over some past meetings that the federation has been involved with. Of course, we had our annual or monthly directors meeting the first Thursday of each month, and being held at the Wilmot Recreation Center, and our agenda had our usual list of reports and things. Myself, Jeff Steger, spoke about our meetings with the MPPs, and in fact, there's, now that I think of it, the third one's been lined up, and I should email people out. We're going to meet with John Malloy next. We've already met with Elizabeth Whitmer and Peter Braid, so that series of things is moving along quite well. Our president Ken Huntsberger then spoke about the his role and what kind of things are coming up on the Source Water Protection Committee, and also on the Grants Committee for the Rural Water Quality Program.
Lots going on.
And our member Service Gord, who's here, is spoke about some issues on from the Federation, from the provincial perspective. And I if something comes to mind, Gord, we.
Well, there's always something going on, Jeff. Interestingly enough, the last couple of weeks, it's been all about drainage. You know, in town, that usually all gets looked after when the development's occurring. But out in the farm, we've had drains there for the better part of a century, and mm-hmm. There are all kinds of ins and outs and the Drainage Act to negotiate if you're an owner of a rural property. So. Quite often when you have to do an improvement on a drain, it becomes a community issue, and it gets pretty complicated, and there are lots of ins and outs and lots of things to try to figure out, and often members will come to their OFA rep to just to see whether or not we can help make it a little clearer for them.
And next on that the agenda of that meeting was our OFA director, Mark Reeser, who had been on the show before, and he spoke about some of the issues from a provincial perspective. And Jerry Horst came out, who today contributed to our show with some 3 or 4 announcements. And Jerry announced that he was being, as to a reorganization of the OMAFRA, he has been assigned to Waterloo.
Yeah, he's going to focus in on Waterloo. He was previously covering Wellington and Waterloo from an agricultural perspective, but OMAFRA staff in the field are going to branch out and get a little more involved with things of rural economic development nature as well, too. So Jerry will be a great asset to the region of Waterloo on that front.
We're very lucky, and I think our urban listeners would be should feel quite free to if for one or another, talk to our Jerry Horst, who has been assigned to Waterloo as a economic development and agricultural officer, and provides that bridge between business and the business of farming. So
yeah, and I'm not sure if that's his exact title, Jeff. But people have difficulties. My title is technically, and we're talking acronyms anyway. My title is actually MSR, and I didn't realize how dangerous that acronym was until someone confused it with the antibiotic resistant bug, right? So MSRA or whatever we're calling that. So acronyms are dangerous, right? But to some people, they're very important.
But the main thing is, folks, that there's lots of people out there who can talk about agriculture and help you out with any specifics, whether it's from a farm perspective, obviously, but also from what we do in the country and how we fit into the scheme of society and how we contribute and what we need to know from you, our urban listener, the consumer, about what we do and how we can do that. It makes you think. We talk about sustainability, and I think Jerry Curry mentioned it. And sustainability for us is being able to make a living on the farm. We need to make a living, and that's the definition of sustainability. And if our need for sustainability matches up with yours, then we're in good shape.
Yeah, I guess, and just to finish off on Valentine's Day and previous to that, Food Freedom Day, there was an interesting stat that I came across, and I think, that glass of milk that you might buy at a restaurant for, let's say, $2.25, in fact, somebody like Keith Emery's getting 21 cents out of that $2.25, if you're happy with your... with your service at that restaurant, you're the person bringing you the milk is actually going to get more than Keith Emery got. So just to get people thinking about Food Freedom Day and the farmer's share of your what you're putting down at the grocery store, just leave you with some perspective on that.
Well, it's all very exciting, and you and I have talked about potential topics here on the show and guests to come in. And you talk about the milk. You and I talked about that one professor from the University of Waterloo. We kind of like to get on, who had some nice third hand or third party opinions on the recent debates on supply management. And so we have so many things we want to do.
Oh yeah, and tons of good people we can bring in now that we know how to handle this phone a little better, and we can be ready for the guys with robotic milkers that want to break into the conversation.
That's true. Well, folks, we're just about at the end of our show here. We started late at 20 after 2, and so it's almost 20 after 3. So we'll probably wrap up our show here with one more song, and if something else comes to mind, we'll break in one more time. That's probably about it for us, and what we're going to do is switch the station over to computer till the next DJ comes along. And the next DJ is... Okay. Oh, I know, at 4 o'clock, but I'll introduce your show.
Sure, yeah. It's called Shalom
Namaste.
Shalom
Namaste. It's called Shalom
de la Mystic.
Okay. pretty casual at 100.3 CKMS. You have a community-driven station, and everybody here on this station is a volunteer and doing this because they like it. And so we have a nice camaraderie here in our humble station about how we try to help each other and do each other's show. So once again, we're going to play one more song before we're out of here, and we'll be back just for a brief sign-off in case there's anything else we want to cover. And you're at 100.3 CKMS Sound FM, and we're going to play another song, and I think we'll play one by Ella Fitzgerald just to finish things off, and we'll see you shortly. It's Jeff Steger, your host, and Gord Grant, your co-host.
Blip, blip. Blip, blip. Do 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 do. out for your bumblebee and do it out. My love to you I bring on account of you can sing. Flip, flip, folly, flam, 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 hit the adlada bam. My love for you is true on account of you can do. Flip, flip, folly, flam, 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 hit the adlada bam. My poor heart gives a start like a jitterbug just won't stop. Mix your crooning with my spooning and let me blow my top. Ma, your love to me I've sworn on account of mine is yawn. Flip, flip, body, flam, 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 hit the adlada bam. My poor heart gives a start like a jitterbug just won't stop. So mix your crooning with my spooning and let me blow my top. Mop, you're up to me, I've sworn on account of mine is yours. Flip, flip, folly, flam, 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 hit the adlada bam.
Well, that's it for us today, folks. It's Jeff Steger, and this is the Agriculture Show, and we're so glad to be here and talk to you about agriculture. You're at 100.3 CKMS, Sound FM, and Gord, our co-host Gord, thanks very much for coming out.
My pleasure, Jeff. It's always interesting. Thank you.
It can be a pretty exhausting hour show if everything's not working right, but we're just delighted to be here talking about agriculture, and we're looking forward to many more shows with different topics and hosts. And if anybody out there wants to help us with the show, we're more than glad to have more people on board. Clearly, if you have would like to be behind the microphone, we'd like to let some more people. If you're interested in production issues, we could use some help with that too. So feel free to participate in this show. We are hoping to get representatives from our sponsor, which is the World Federation of Agriculture, to come out to the show and participate for a while. We're just looking forward to a great 6 months here. So once again, it's Jeff Steger at the Agriculture Show, your host, and thanks for tuning in, folks. We'll see you later.